All right, I've got 2 o'clock, so we will go ahead and call the meeting to order. If everyone could please stand and join me in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Lynn, if you could do the roll call.
Trustee Dye.
Here.
Trustee Freckleton.
Here.
Trustee Howard.
Here.
Trustee Quiatek.
Here.
Trustee Lloyd.
Here.
Trustee Lubai.
Here.
Great, thank you. Any requests for public participation?
No requests.
Great, thank you. So on the consent agenda, Trustee Quiatek has asked that we pull item F off of the consent agenda as Halifax is a party to the transaction. So are there any other items that we need to remove from the consent agenda? Hearing none, all those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion passes. And then if I could get a separate motion for item F, which is a grant that we are partnering with Halifax on.
So moved.
Second.
Questions or conversation on that one? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Great.
Can you move closer to your microphone?
How's that?
Can't get it to work.
No, don't go by the red.
Oh.
It's on.
Yeah. We hot wire it, put it on.
So be careful.
Saved by the bell, man.
All right, Tom, are you going to cover the information only items?
Yes. Yep. Okay. All right. So on the the list is the information only items for your. Can you hear me? We're good.
I'm not hearing you.
Okay. Information items there, if there's any questions, and surplus donation, information only.
Great. Yeah. Now over to you for your
okay.
Turn.
Just updates. it's been very productive since our last board meeting. Attended the regional chamber meeting, which was a really good meeting, and got to hear Kelly do the national anthem again, which is always great. And we had our very own alum, Brian Kelly, there, which was nice to see him there. We hosted the, in partnership with CareerSource, we hosted the Alliance 4 event. And if you remember, that's an event where we bring business and industry.
USA.
We bring business and industry in, and we do roundtable discussions, and we review our programs, and we make sure we're. If there's anything emerging that we need to be considering for programmatic consideration, that we do that. So that's always a great event. I did a walkthrough, and we'll be scheduling hopefully soon. Well, I'm not sure whether we'll do it sooner or in the August board meeting, but relatively soon, the Deltona Building 2 is coming along. I did a walkthrough, and the furniture wasn't there, but carpet's in. It's going to be a really nice facility for that campus. There's a section with a student lounge, bookstore, where they can have grab-and-go food. I think it's really going to spark up those two buildings there. And then City Hall, if you remember, is right across the street. So I think it's going to have some good synergy there. And then considering all the talk and everything that's going on with AI, along with my senior staff, we kicked off an AI governance council for the college so that we are ahead of the game and not trying to catch up. We've already been doing work, so it's not like we haven't done anything. The academic side of the house has been quite active. So the council will comprise of two major components: the academic side, how we use AI in instruction, and then operational side of the house. On how AI may impact our operation working in all areas, from finance to student services and all the other support services that go into the institution to make us work. So we're taking charge of that whole grabbing AI, and we'll hopefully be on the front side of what's coming. And again, we're looking at it as a tool. And we want to be able to teach our students on how to use it as a tool, not a substitute. Operationally, I think just like all of you in your own businesses, there's going to be AI you know, variation of AI in everything we do. So we want to make sure we're capitalizing on it. So we're excited about that. And then just some really great news. If you haven't seen some of our press releases, you know, we ranked again. We moved up in the U.S. News and World Rankings to number 28 for online baccalaureate degrees, 12th straight year. We were number 28 in the country, and that 28 is of all colleges and universities. So we're in the mix there with UF and Embry-Riddle and all the universities in the country at number 28. We're number one non-university in the country. So you go down the list, Daytona State College will be the first college on the list. So we're proud of that, and you know, so kudos to all the faculty and staff and all the support services and online that we do there. We were also 18, ranked 18th, the subcategories in the nation for best online bachelor programs for veterans, and we were 124th best online bachelor's in business program. So we increased in all of our categories this year, so you know, definitely took a step in the right direction. And then also during this last period of time, Forbes Advisor ranks Daytona State College among the nation's best online RN to BSN program in the top 10 list. And then on the nursing theme, I'm not sure if I mentioned it in between, and I've bumped into a few of you and have said it, but our last cohort of nursing students took the NCLEX exam, and we passed at a 99.1% rate. So just off the charts. To do it while we're expanding the program and everything else is not easy to do. So just and knowing how, and our graduation rates have increased, our retention rates have increased within that those numbers. So, you know, just really good things stepping up to where we need to. And that concludes my update.
Great, thank you. With that, we will move on to finance. Marty?
Through January 31st, 2024. This is 7 months through the fiscal year, just over 58% of the way through. So keeping that in mind, let's take a look at our revenue budget versus actual. You can see we've collected $22.9 million, or 80% of our tuition and fee revenue, $31.4 million of our state revenues. State revenues also, you know, includes the lottery funds, and I think I say this each year, I think I hinted at it last meeting. Those don't kick in until the month of February, the month we're in. So through January, we've not yet collected any of the lottery funds. So we'll pick up some steam here from February through June, just like historically, and that 48% will shoot up to the regular stream here shortly. We've collected $3.1 million, or 54% of our other revenues. $2.4 million, 100% of our board-approved transfers. So in total, through January 31st, we've now collected $59.8 million, or 59% of our operational budget of $101.5 million. Switching over to our expenditures, you can see we've now expended right at 50% of our personnel budget, which is $37.7 million. $16.6 million obligated of our current expense budget, 70%. Of that, we've expended $12 million, with $4.6 million still encumbered at this point in time. We've obligated $1.3 million of our capital outlay budget, 48%. Of that, $1.2 million is expended, and another $175,000 we have encumbered. So to date through January, we've now obligated $55.6 million, or 55% total of our total budget. And if you peel away those encumbrances at the bottom there, you can see where we've expended $50.9 million right at 50% of our budget. So again, we're about 58% of the way through the fiscal year, it's always a good sign when our expenditures are coming under that threshold, especially as you lead into the second half of the year where we're spending, and typically the trends come down a bit in the tail end of the year. Okay, doing a recap of our fund balance, our operating fund one. You can see we started the year with 18.2 million roughly. Of that, 5.5 million is the 5% state required reserve. Another 1.6 million of the board designated reserves. 10.2 million roughly of our unallocated reserves. And then 814,000 of year-end encumbrances and rollovers. Leaving us a net projected fund balance through January of just over 16 million, or 20%. Taking a look at our revenue budget to actual year over year, you can see we've now collected 59% of our revenue budget through January. We collected 61% at the same time last year, so we're very consistent. And here's the three-year analysis of our tuition and fee revenue through January. You can see we're up from last year. That 22.9 million in total is about $617,000 greater than last year, and that equates to just under 3%. We ended the fall, I think, just over 2% from a fee-paying FTE standpoint, and we're trending around 5.5% up in the spring. So those blended come to the year-to-date number right around the 3%. Timing always affects this chart as well, as we've talked about in the past. So depending on registration year over year and things like that can affect the numbers. But certainly as it gets later in the year and things balance out, we'll see where we land. But and it typically lines up with our enrollment reports pretty well. Okay, shifting over to expenditures, budget versus actual. Again, this compares the current year to the prior year. We've now expended, like I said, 50% of our personnel budget. Last year, we had expended 51% at the same time. We've obligated 70% of our current expense budget. Last year, we had obligated 75% through January. And we've obligated 48% of our capital outlay budget versus 53% last year. Okay, moving over to our capital projects Fund 7 fund. This is the overall summary slide of all our funding sources in Fund 7 and the activity year to date. And the summary of that particular slide is here. We started the year with roughly $62.4 million. We've now got cash and appropriations received of $8.5 million, obligated just over $22 million to date. And of that amount, we've expended $19.7 million, and we've got $2.2 million roughly in encumbrances. So, doing the math, that comes down to about almost $49 million of fund balance still available through January. And of that $49 million, as you can see, about $24.7 million is committed to projects, and the $24.3 million roughly is uncommitted and available for other projects. Okay, this slide shows our current major projects, those exceeding the $250,000 threshold. All the projects on here were on the last report, with exception to the bottom one, which was added, the Building 330 Arts and Sciences Hall remodel. We're just getting into that. Hausman Architects was hired to come in and do a building analysis, so we're just getting that one off the ground. It's also one that we're using our federal deferred maintenance money on. We got a $2.5 million budget assigned to that. The architect will tell us whether that number is solid or not. There's a chance we may have to kick in some local funds, but we'll see as we get further along in the project. So in total, I know that the one part says 11, but there's truly 12 major projects in progress currently with an estimated cost of $38.1 million. And then the one project still on here that completed this year was the DeLand parking lot replacement, and that was completed in September 23. And that concludes the January financial report.
Any questions? Thanks, Marty.
Next up are our all payments greater than $50,000 are informational board item.
Great, thank you.
Thank you very much.
And I believe you have met Alan, he was introduced, I think, last month, correct?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So Alan is now on deck.
Very happy to be here. So attachment 12, as of January 18th, 2024, Board of District Trustees approved the final ranking for pre-qualified construction for the Deland Tactical Training Pavilion PT course in the Driving Pet Project. Facilities Planning and Construction Department negotiated pre-construction fees for this contract work with Charles Perry Partners Incorporated. Total fees came to the amount of $17,500. The contract for construction management at Risk Services has been approved as to form by the College Council and is being presented for approval. Scope of work has been reviewed and approved by the Facilities Planning Advisory Council. So today we are recommending that the board approve the contract for construction for CPPI for the Deland Campus Tactical Training Pavilion PT Course and Driving Pet Project in the amount of $17,500.
So moved.
Second.
Any questions or discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion passes.
All right. Attachment 13 is a continuation as well. Board of Trustees approved Fernand Services for contracting as the lowest bid for the Deland Building Air Handler Replacement Project. That was in November 10th of 2022. The purchase order was issued. The project is now completed and passed inspection. The contract purchase order requirements have now been fulfilled, and final payment and release of retainage in the amount of $473,286.64 should be made to Fernand Services and Contracting. Scope of work has been reviewed by Facility Services. The Facilities Planning Advisory Council inspections have been made. So we're recommending that the board approve final payment for this project, the release of the retainage to the Land Campus Building 6A, 6B Air Handler Unit Replacement in the amount of $473,286.64. And that is to be made to Fernand Services and Contracting.
So moved.
Second.
Any questions or discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion passes.
All right. Last one, attachment 14. This is an ongoing service that we have. The college advertised RFQ and received 15 responses for professional design services for architectural continuing services contract. And that is for construction not to exceed $2 million. And for planning architectural engineering studies not to exceed $200,000. In 2021, three firms were selected and approved by the board. The firms were DJ Design Services, Houseman Architecture, and KFM Architects. This is the last year of this contract, so the contract is a continuing contract for 2 years with 2 one-year renewals. This is the last year of the renewal. So in February 22nd, 2023 was the last renewal. At this time, the college would like to renew this contract for one final term, which would be extended through May 2025. Facilities Planning Advisory Council recommends extension of this continuing services contract. And it is recommended that the Board of Trustees approve renewing the architect continuing services contract with DJ Design, Houseman Architect, and KMF Architects for the last and final year.
So moved.
Second.
Any questions or discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion passes.
All right, that's it for facilities. Thank you very much.
Great, thank you. So on to the constituent heads.
Okay. All right. First up, I have Gael, SGA. Is Gael here?
Yes.
There she is.
Good afternoon. I wanted
let's start back with the welcome back. So 2024, the spring semester, we had a huge success. We had a significant amount of students in attendance. I had a wonderful opportunity to see the fellow students on campus. We had a survey of results of pizza instead of wraps and sandwiches for welcome backs for spring. The students really enjoyed it, and once again, they were a huge success. These are some pictures from the welcome back event. Moving on is the Club Rushing Club Funding. We hosted our Club Rushing, the El Gale Vermont Student Center, on February 22nd. We had a wonderful turnout with the students. We're excited to see the clubs on campus and learn more about what Student Life has to offer. I'm so sorry. Here's some pictures from the event. Athletics. SG had a blast encouraging and supporting our men's and women's basketball team at the televised home game last week. This was a great opportunity for SG to make sure our students had a great time during the game and cheer on our team. SG enjoyed supporting the athletic department last week, and we can't wait to do it again on the 28th next week at the home game. We hope to see you guys there as well. Here's some pictures from the last game.
See anything, Kelly?
The students had a lot of feedback after this game.
I love her energy.
She's not holding the, what are those called?
The noisemakers.
Noisemakers.
All right, I want to join.
Tom and I graciously sent them home with extras, just in case one was to go bad.
Yeah, except for her husband, maybe, to help join the crew.
We held our third annual Black History Student Discussion today. It took place 12 to 2 p.m. in the El Gale Vermont Student Center. It was broadcasted on each regional campus. Thank you to the campus directors for helping us in coordinating this event on your campus as well. Students had the opportunity to ask questions to our panel and the DSC administrators and faculty. Our panel was our moderator, Amarius, Tron Griffin, Megan, Mark Campbell, and Lakeisha Holmes. So thank you again for being our panelists. We also have an event. SG is hosting an event in the Black History at 3 p.m. to 4 on the second floor, and it will be with clubs that are stating facts and information on Black History display towards their club and for freshmen as well. We have our SCSSG conference tomorrow and Saturday in the Oak Island campus of College of Central Florida. We are taking 6 of our exec board and 2 of our advisors will be attending this conference as well. We have Safe Spring Break. Safe Spring Break are being held on the D-Land, Deltona, Daytona, and New Smyrna campuses beginning on February 27th. SG will be in attendance at all 4. And we'll be providing students with valuable information to keep them safe during spring break. And then Phi Theta Kappa, we are proud to announce that Phi Theta Kappa, PTK, our alma society, once again received an impressive 5-star status, and 5-star is the highest level of achievement that the chapter can obtain. So good job, PTK, and thank you all for my report.
Great, thank you, great report.
And I did forget to mention in my remarks, but Dale reminded me, so we'd like to do it again on the 28th, so mark your calendars. I will send an email out maybe tomorrow and then ask you to RSVP so Lynn can have a count. So it's a doubleheader again against Hillsboro. It'd be a big game, 5 and 7. So if you could respond, and we'll capture it. But it, you know, I think we had a good time last night, the ones that were able to make it. So the ones that missed it, if you can, you'd be a good time. And we have refreshments, heavy hors d'oeuvres upstairs on the second floor conference room. And there's time between games. And if you can catch part of a game and whatever, that's fine too. So don't feel you have to be committed to the whole time. But it's a great event, and it will be televised on Channel 15 as well. So and bring a guest, multiple guests. The goal is to just, we call it pack the house. So we will we'll send that as a reminder out by tomorrow. So thank you. Next up, Administrative Counsel, Inara Sinman.
Good afternoon, everyone. I'm happy to report that the Administrators Council had a wonderfully engaging meeting last week on Valentine's Day, actually. And in honor of Heart Health Awareness Month, we invited our representative from our Florida Healthcare Plan, and she presented on how to be fit while you sit. Now, I thought about leading us all in the 8 exercises that she shared, but I didn't want to make a spectacle of myself. So I will just say that they appreciated the link that I dropped to purchasing some Bengay and Icy Hot. So a few knees that were a little stiff when we did it online. But nonetheless, it was awesome, it was amazing, and it was definitely something that we can all incorporate in our day-to-days to stay heart fit. We are also in the process of identifying our student scholarships in conjunction with the foundation. So we'll be getting those out before the semester is wrapped up. Lastly, I'll update you all that next month, our meeting is scheduled during spring break, of course. And so we are, in lieu of that, we are revising our bylaws, and we plan to come back to the council in April with those recommended suggestions to our Administrators Council's bylaws. So that's what I have for you. Thank you all.
Great, thank you.
Good, and for Career Employee Association, John Penning.
We had our chili cook-off Tuesday, and it went excellent. And I want to announce we raised $713 at the event. So I think that was a bit up from last year even, so we were really excited about that. And our judges were David Tatum, Jeffrey Gillis, and Nicholas Bellino. The chili cook-off winners, first place was Gina. Second place was Anaris. And third place was Benjamin Landon, the faculty member. We also had a 50-50 raffle and a gift basket raffle. The winners for those, respectively, was Tina Myers and Chuck Fordham. So it's just a great event, and I'm just happy to see everybody out there having a good time.
Great, thank you.
Thank you, John. Faculty Senate, Paul Capps.
Good afternoon. Start off with Gael. I think the best way to keep them safe is stay at home and be doing that homework and writing those papers. So I'm going to contribute. My students will have more than enough work to keep them busy for the entire week. And they'll make me more.
That's too big for you.
our February meeting, we had a great presentation from Dr. Cheryl Cohen on the peer review process that we use. That's for our online courses to make sure we're maintaining top quality there, so we can stay at the top of those rankings and keep and continue to improve those rankings. So thank you, Dr. Cohen. It was a great presentation. She does a great job of working with us. Dr. Cohen and her group of peer reviews, most of whom are faculty members, work with the faculty. They're not sitting back telling us you need to do this and this and this and this and this. It is a very cooperative team building experience. So thanks again. We are looking forward this month to hopefully getting a nomination process and having a student. Last year was the first year we were able to present the Faculty Senate Student Award, which again is a $500 cash award to a student who's gone through our financial aid process. I'd like to thank Michelle Goldis for her help in kind of getting through that process. It was some work to get done, and she was definitely helpful there. So we'll have a nomination for that, and we hope to be able to again present our second one this April. And I'd like to acknowledge, thank Dr. Labasso, Dr. Locklear, for the your Artificial Intelligence Governing Board, and heavily, as you said, the faculty side of that house is strong. They themselves tapped a lot of the best and the brightest for that already, but they also extended an invitation for me to nominate an individual, so thank you for that, we did. And I think that wraps up our report. Thank you so much.
Great, thank you.
Thank you, Paul. And then we have Gina Clark for professional counsel.
Paul, some of the board members might want the homework over spring break also.
No.
Randy wants extra.
So, good afternoon. It's always a pleasure to be here. For the professional council, we had an active month. We did a fundraiser. It was our first fundraiser where we didn't have an exact place where we wanted to land that money. But we did candygrams, Valentine candygrams, and we did earn, we haven't quite finished the numbers, but it's about $250. And then we are going to do a spring fling basket raffle when we come back for B term. And what we're discussing, and we'll have to get with the foundation about doing it, is we're thinking about maybe doing a scholarship for students that need help with cap and gowns or something else to move them for that graduation. So that's our ideas. We're still discussing them, and then we'll be working with the foundations as far as that. My understanding is that we have not done scholarships in the past, so this is a kind of a first go, and so I'm new at this, so we'll figure it out. The other thing is I realized that in the last two meetings, I have not told you guys that we have been doing, since September, Spotlight Awards, so professional Spotlight Awards, and our employees nominate, and they don't have to be professional employees. We've had administrative employees nominated, we've had career, we've had faculty, but I wanted to list some of their names, so I'm gonna put my glasses back on. Brittany Dombrowski, she works over in marketing, and Chris Tomes was also listed, and he's over there as well. All three of the guys at the print shop, Todd Gillen, Oren Kelly, Scott Unkrich, and several of people nominated them and gave just most incredible thanks and appreciation for all that they do to help everything that we see in print here at the college. Jesse Doe, Mike Rentinelli, and Mike Rentinelli's nomination was very moving. He lost his wife, but yet he did not take hardly any time off, and he's over at WDSC, and has just kept going with the role, and the person that nominated him just, it was heartfelt. It was very heartfelt. So Kelly Pennington, Adam Lelou, Michelle Wallace, Thelma Reed, and Ashley Davis are the names that have been nominated in the last couple of months, and then we didn't do nominations in January, but I can't wait to see the ones that are gonna come out for our next meeting, which is next Thursday is when it was scheduled for, and then Lynn let me know that I had it at the same time as our student awards, so we're probably gonna change it to a little bit earlier, but it will be on Teams. It was supposed to be in the land in person, but we're gonna go ahead and just change it to Teams, and we'll be scheduled to do it with the land. So that is about all I have. Thank you.
Thank you. That concludes the constituent reports.
Great, thank you. Just a few things on my end. So for the board members, at the next meeting, I wanted to let you know that I intend to bring a change to Dr. Lovasso's deferred compensation plan. And I'm gonna ask Rodney to help draft something up and also to grab us some benchmark data. But I think that his plan was written a long, long time ago and probably needs dusting off a bit. Specifically, it had some caps in there in terms of amounts, and Tom's been doing a great job for this college. I think we want to retain him, and it's getting to the point where there really is no incentive in the plan. So intend to hopefully change that, and obviously we'll have plenty of time to discuss it, but this way if you wanted to do some research or have any questions you'd like Rodney to look at and bring back to us, you can certainly ask him to do that. You know, I rarely talk about my other job, but it's an exciting day for Embry-Riddle. So if you haven't been following the news, hopefully in about an hour and 45 minutes, we will set three world records, which is kind of cool. The first university-designed, student-built project to land on the moon. So it's the Intuitive Machines lunar lander is supposed to land at 4:24.
Wow.
And we have a payload on there, which will also be the first use of Wi-Fi on the moon's surface. And it's kind of cool. It basically pops off the lunar lander as it descends, hits the moon's surface, and then takes selfies of the lunar lander as it lands. So it'll be the first third-party picture of a spacecraft landing in space. So that's assuming everything goes well with the lunar lander, but should be on TV at around 4:24, I think. So kind of cool, but apologize for not being here last month. I had a little minor medical issue, so I was glad to hear your nursing pass rate, because I was in the ER and I had Daytona State College nurses doing the IV and Daytona State College students doing my CT scan. So I felt like I was in good hands and all was well. So, but 99%, that's amazing.
Yeah.
I would guess that's significantly above any average.
Yeah, and the state average is in the 70s.
Wow, yeah. That's a big difference.
So 0.9% of the ones that we're working on.
Yes. The one that fell through the cracks, yes. I know President Lobasso was in Tallahassee recently. The legislative session is in gear. As you all know, we have several asks, and so I would just ask you if you happen to be around any of our local legislators, always a good thing for them to hear it from the board. I was at a presentation recently where somebody from the Florida Board of Governors was talking about the fact that no institution in Florida had raised tuition in so many years, and I actually raised my hand and reminded them that one institution actually lowered tuition, and that was Daytona State. So always good to get some marketing in there. But I know many of you probably have great relationships. If you get a chance to plug the great things that we're doing here and how valuable it is to the community and to the students, it would be appreciated. The online ranking, that's phenomenal. As Tom pointed out, indeed, if you go down the list, it's all big name universities. And then all of a sudden you'll see Daytona State College. So that's an impressive ranking that's now been sustained for
12 years
in a row, which means it wasn't just a one-time issue, so to speak. It took sustained work by a lot of faculty, a lot of staff, a lot of people in different offices across the university. So thanks to everybody that played a role in that. And the basketball game, that was a lot of fun. We had three of us there, and one thing I noticed, in addition just to it being a great time, but I had a chance to chat with some of the student athletes either before or after the game or in between, as they were walking out, and they all really represented the college well. Not just on the court, they won both games, they did that too, but they just seemed like really good people too. So the whole concept of person player, I think really resonated with the team. So you can tell the coaches are doing a good job coaching them, not just to play basketball, but to be good citizens. And I appreciate that. So, and that's all I have with that. I'll turn it over to Vice Chair Lloyd.
All right, thank you. While you were in the good care of the nurses at the hospital, unfortunately, the rest of the board was in my hands, which was unfortunate for them. So glad to have you back and well. So I saw Sarah Daugherty last night, and she says to tell everyone hello. And so I went ahead and just extended the invitation to the basketball game to her, and so hopefully she'll join us and maybe we can do that in the future and have our former trustees join us. And it'd be great to see Betty and Sarah and Bob and the rest of the gang to join us for that. So looking forward to Tuesday. And great progress. Looking forward to, I guess everybody is, to spring break except for Paul's students. But graduation's right around the corner, so everybody make sure you double check your calendars. So that's it for me.
Okay, Randy?
Well, I just, as you guys, most of you know, I've taken on another effort in the community, and I'm not going to get into the whole campaigning, but I think one of the things is there's so many benefits of traveling around the entire county and listening to people as it relates to what this other role is. But there's so many people that have attended and graduated from Daytona State College. I found that to be it's inspiring, and it's great. And there's some terrific stories, probably not all of them appropriate for a board meeting, but I think the key is that they value their collegiate experience here and what it's done for their life and how it's made them better in the community. So, you know, there's been a lot of things that have been a bonus to me as I'm out moving around, but that certainly is one from here. And I think I wanted to share it because you all should be proud. There's a bunch of proud people in the community that have come here.
Okay, thanks, Randy. Lloyd?
Go Falcons.
I was waiting for that, Randy.
Okay, I knew you would. Thank you for the pause, Lloyd.
Again, it's a wonderful time to be a board member, to come to a meeting, and the workshop we had today really opened my eyes to what this institution does on a daily basis. And that digital media program is fantastic. I don't know how much you have done to push it out. I guess you do, but that should be on the top of the list to get out there because it is fantastic. And the folks that work there, well, I guess everybody that works in the institution, but the folks that work there are so appreciative of being a part of this institution. And one in particular could go anywhere and do whatever, the young lady that went to Edinburgh University. Mm-hmm. But she chose to stay at Daytona State. And I was saying to President Labasso, I said, you know, a lot of people don't take jobs because of the money. They take jobs of being comfortable and being where they want to be. So kudos to those folks that, you know, brought them in, talked to them, and give them a job that they wanted, and they're here helping to create more people like themselves. So it is really wonderful. I have no health issues to report this month. I take it one day at a time and listen to my doctors. But it was wonderful last week at the basketball games. Two teams won. SGA, I mean, they were out there, and I have a T-shirt to prove it, because they slung one up and I caught it. So it was fantastic. And Lynn, yes, I will be here for the next one.
Okay.
The athletics and the curriculum, school, they're so hand in glove. And it's fantastic. I mean, their GPAs are great. Mm-hmm. They're not folks that brag or anything. They just go out and execute. And they do that in the classroom too, and that's wonderful. The young man that was here last year, I think he was from France, we call him Frenchie. Mm-hmm. He's doing great.
Yep.
You know, my son, I can't do it, but he goes through and see points per game and all that and tell me, yes, he's doing fantastic. So we move young men and young women to Division I schools after they complete their 2 years, which I think is fantastic because they're seasoned and they know what they want to do. So like I said, I'll be here next week for the big game, and I value my time on this board. It's a privilege and an honor to serve. I think I'm in my 12th or 13th year right now, so it's fantastic, and I love it. Thank you.
I think when you get 14, they double your pay, Lloyd.
0-0?
Six zeros.
Well, first, congratulations to that nursing pass rate. That's producing that caliber of nurses is outstanding. I know I'm wearing the Halifax Health hat right now, but for our community, it's just so needed. So to produce so many and then to produce them at such a, you know, passing high caliber rate. It's outstanding. I'm going to echo Trustee Freckleton a little here. I really enjoyed the workshop, the enthusiasm, the collaboration, kind of the evolution of the program and development from photography into digital media. I wanted all the photography on the hallways in my house. I mean, it was all just fascinating, and the enthusiasm of Brad and Matt showing us around and meeting the teachers and seeing the kids work. We are apparently state-of-the-art technology that's ever-changing, and we're staying up with it, and that, I think, goes a long way, getting the students' jobs right away. So it was just a proud moment, a proud hour, so thank you for that. And lastly, as you saw, my whole family enjoyed the basketball games. But I got to give props to Belle and the SGA. They entertained us at halftime and did a fabulous job, and everyone was just in high spirits, and go Falcons.
About a year ago, I was calling up Lloyd and saying, who was your cardiologist and who was your surgeon? And I was really glad I had the same ones. But Randy, glad you're okay. And we feel blessed. I'm not sure if this is a contagion around the board, so for those of you that have it, hopefully it doesn't. But again, the workshop today was fabulous, and you see with the College of Arts and Sciences and the Mike Kerb College of Music, Entertainment, and Art is doing, and I know, Tom, we've talked about going over to the News Journal Center, too, because a lot of our board members may not have seen what's going on in that building as well, and it's just amazing, the talent, and you know, so we really appreciate that, and I gave you all one of these flyers. This is the time of the year where I give you the flyer and all that, but now we're going to go over 40 hit songwriters this year for the first time, and our college has been involved in it. When we do a sponsor appreciation event, we use the Jake Nicely's folks, you know, to do the sound production for us. And then today I started getting an idea of how we can use them for the video production. So, but in addition to that, one of the things that we will be doing there is we'll have a big check again for Tom to present $6,000 from our organization to the foundation for these schools for scholarship money. So, really proud of that. And the online rankings, again, man, and everybody, Dr. Locklear, the whole team, what you all are doing with that, it's, you know, Randy talks about it, Bob, Kelly, Lloyd, all of us, I mean, we talk and how proud you are in the community when you go around and you're speaking to different organizations or people that you're involved with, and you say, well, we do that at Daytona State, we do that. And they don't even realize it oftentimes. So it's really a proud thing for me and an honor as well. Lloyd, you said it so well. It's an honor to serve on this board. And thank you.
Thanks, Gary. Yeah, the I'd forgotten about the tour just now, but even the student was so passionate about what the college had meant to her. So she'd be a good commercial.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Got a lot of good ones.
Indeed. Well, with that, we will adjourn the meeting. Thanks so much, and we'll see you next time.